evening, ladies and gentlemen, and I really do mean thank God it's Friday. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live, just barely, from Washington, D.C. It was a long day, folks. Long day for me. Lots of little things I had to do today, but now we're wrapping it up. You and me and those of us, or I should say those who are listening in, those who are listening in and don't like what they hear on this program, those who don't like what I have to say, those who don't like what you have to say, they really, really don't, folks, because there's one thing that the enemies of freedom really hate, and that is to know that there are people out there who know what they're up to and are talking about it. And some of us, that's all we can do. Some of us can just talk. Some of us write letters to the editor of the local newspapers. Some call in radio talk forums such as this and others. Everybody has their own contribution to make in one form or another, no matter how big or how small. So, that's my official message for this evening. Just keep on doing what you're doing, because everything, every little bit helps, as they say. Well, now, get your pen and paper handy, folks, because, again, like last night, and like many other nights, I'm going to give you some information that I think you might want to take down, including the name and information about another very good book that I think you'll find interesting. Last night we talked about the book Neocon and its follow-up Neocon Again, edited by someone in the U.S. Navy, John Sharp, who's now been suspended from the Navy for daring to think, for daring to speak, for daring to rely on that guarantee in our U.S. Constitution that we have such a freedom. Evidently, that freedom doesn't extend to those people in the United States Navy who have actually dared to criticize the power of Israel in the United States. Okay, folks, this is Michael Collins Piper, as you know, and I am coming to you from Washington here, the headquarters of American Free Press, right here in Washington, D.C. And as I told you yesterday, American Free Press just went to press. And I guarantee you're going to find a lot of interesting information in there. So if you've never checked out American Free Press, you know, you can always call American Free Press. American Free Press has a toll-free number. It's 800. I always get that... Just completely lost the toll-free number for American Free Press in my brain, ladies and gentlemen, which might have something to do with the fact that I just got up after taking a one-hour nap. But American Free Press does have an 888 number, 888-699-NEWS. It's 888-699-NEWS. Now, you know the toll-free number to call in here in this program tonight, and I invite you to do so. It's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We are going to have open phones here tonight. I do have a couple interesting items I want to run by you. I was doing some book shopping today, which I do too much of, I suppose. That might be why I have so many books. And as a consequence of that, I came across some interesting little facts that may be new to you, maybe not new to you, but I think will be of interest to many of the listeners. So, you know, when we come back from the break, I'm going to go through that with you. Anyway, that number here is 800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Get your pen and paper handy, folks. We'll be back in a minute or two. We'll chat a little bit. Then we'll take your calls. Stay tuned, folks. Listen to these commercials very carefully. Bringing you news and information you do need to know.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And, you know, I am here courtesy of a very good product that I am proud to endorse because I use it when I need to use it, and it works. And it's called Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. It says on this bottle here, Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural blend of herbs and vitamins that cures and prevents headaches. Well, you know, I don't get a lot of headaches, fortunately. But when I do, I have taken Headache Stay Gone. I've used this product now maybe about 6 times in about 6 months, maybe not even that many times, and it works almost instantaneously. I can't guarantee it'll work that way for you. But this is a product that's not just for curing those occasional headaches that pop up, but for people who are plagued with them. It's something you really need to try out, and I've heard some very good stories from other people who are familiar with it. So check it out, folks. Headaches Stay Gone on HeadacheStayGone.com on the internet, and the 800 number is 1-800-327-0727. Now, speaking of headaches, you know, with all the reading I do, especially a material that doesn't always necessarily please me, you would think I would get more headaches than I do. Well, saw a little item here in the paper today, and this is so minuscule, it's almost not worth mentioning. But it's still interesting. James V. Hansen, he used to be Speaker of the Utah House of Representatives, He was a member of the Farmington City Council in Utah, and he served 11 terms in Congress from Utah. Now, he's no longer in Congress, and, you know, I remember him vaguely. And as I recall, he was a pretty good guy and had a pretty good voting record, probably one of the better people in Congress when all is said and done. But he disappointed me. Turns out in his town, they have a limit on how tall. They have a 36-inch maximum for headstones in the Farmington City Cemetery. Well, Mr. Hansen asked the council to revise the ordinance so that his gravestone, he's not dead yet, but obviously he's preparing for it, he wanted to have his gravestone 8 inches taller. Well, there was a big brouhaha about it, and they've decided that they're not going to let him have his gravestone be 8 inches taller. Evidently, he felt, or as he said, some people, or many people, this is what he said. He says, I do not consider myself in any way special over any other citizen, but some of the positions I have held apparently are considered special by many people. Well, in other words, folks, he figured that since he was a big shot, his headstone should be 8 inches taller than everybody else in the cemetery. Oh, come on. I mean, seriously, you know, I mean, what gets into the heads of these politicians? My God, I mean, you know, on this basis, we shouldn't even let him have a headstone at all. They shouldn't even bury him. They should just throw him in the river for making an outrageous demand like that. Well, they turned him down. In any case, that's neither here nor there, folks, but I just kind of thought it was interesting. I think it gets back to our political problem in America. Our political problem in America is politicians, but more importantly, politicians that are owned lock, stock, and barrel by alien forces that really just don't give a damn about the future of America. You know, and the politicians that go against the grain, politicians that dare to speak out, as former Congressman Paul Finley put it in his book, They Dare to Speak Out, subtitled People and Institutions Confront the Israeli Lobby. Well, those people that do speak out get in trouble. And, you know, I want to remind you, one of those people that did speak out, kind of, is constantly in trouble. And that's former D.C. Mayor Marion Barry. Well, the federal prosecutors are still trying to put him in jail. Again, he missed filing tax return deadlines, and he'd already pleaded guilty to 2 misdemeanor tax charges. Well, you know, I know a lot of you out there are saying, oh, that's so-and-so Marion Barry. He's one of those loudmouth black radical liberals, blah, 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 blah. You know, he deserves to go to jail. He's a drug user. He's an alcoholic. He's a womanizer. But, folks, I want to tell you something. I am very, very confident to sit here and tell you that there are many, many other people in public life who are womanizers, who are drug users, who are alcoholics, who avoid income taxes. Yes, there are many out there like that, but for some reason, folks, for years and years and years, they've gone after Marion Barry. Now, folks, why has the Justice Department spent millions of dollars trying to put this man in jail? Okay, yes, I don't approve of his drug use. And, you know, there's a lot of other things about Marion Barry that I disapprove of. But, you know, I'll tell you one thing Marion Barry did do that I definitely approve of, and I think this is the root of his problems. I've mentioned it on this show, and I'll mention it again. It is the fact that Marion Barry, when he was in his first term as Mayor of Washington, D.C., issued a proclamation memorializing the attack on the USS Liberty. He had a USS Liberty Memorial Day here in Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen. And that didn't go over very well. And Marion Barry, since then, has constantly been the subject of massive efforts by the government to put him in jail, which, in fact, they did succeed in putting him in jail. Not on corruption charges, ladies and gentlemen. They never proved that Marion Barry was stealing from the city of D.C. They never proved that Marion Barry was taking kickbacks. They never proved that Marion Barry was misusing his office for personal gain. In fact, that's what's interesting about it, folks. none of the criminal charges that have ever been brought against Marion Barry have had anything to do with any crooked activity other than his own personal failings, drug use. So why is it then they've spent millions of dollars to get Marion Barry? I'm here to tell you it's because he is perceived, not only from that action, but from another couple of actions and statements that he made, he was perceived to be less than friendly to the Israeli lobby. That's the real story about Marion Barry, ladies and gentlemen. I know that rubs people the wrong way for me to come to the defense of Marion Barry or to not necessarily defend him, but just lay out a little detail that is often not mentioned or not known about Marion Barry. And as I say, Marion Barry makes himself a very easy target because of his unfortunate failings in the realms of alcohol and drugs, which have got him in trouble. But needless to say, that's the story on Marion Barry. Yes, they're trying to put him in jail once again. Well, I hope he doesn't go to jail. But that's the way it is. Okay, you know, I read, as I say, ladies and gentlemen, I picked up two very interesting books today, and I didn't deliberately go out book shopping, but you know, when I see books that have interesting things in, I want to read them for myself, and I also find that they often contain a lot of good information that's worth passing on to the listeners, because, you know, there is actually a lot of good information out there that you can find in mainstream books. And as a consequence of that, I say to myself, hey, this is good material for the show. And, you know, as I say, a lot of the stuff you find in these mainstream books, you know, I always hear people say they don't read anything but American Free Press and they don't listen to any other programming except Republic Broadcasting. Well, that's all well and good, but I always advise people not to shut themselves off from the world because, you know, to understand what is going on in this world, sometimes you have to look directly at the devil. And as I think there's an old saying somewhere that you can actually get the truth from the devil. Kind of along the lines of, what's the old saying, even a broken clock is correct twice a day or something like that? In any case, the point is this, you can find a lot of good material if you know where to look for it, and then sometimes it's just staring you in the face. Well, one piece of good material I got today is an interesting book written by a nice fellow by the name of Robert Baer, or Beyer. His name is spelled B-E-I-R. It's called Roosevelt and the Holocaust. A Rooseveltian examines the policies and remembers the times. Well, Robert Baer, book came out in 2006. Mr. Baer is, I think, almost 90 years old now. He's a Jewish American who is a big supporter of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a fierce enemy of Nazism, a strong believer in the Holocaust. And he has examined in his book, which is in many respects a personal memoir. This is not a scholarly book, really, by any means, folks, but it's a fact-filled book. It's got a lot of misinformation in it, too. He still believes that old lie that the Germans were using the bodies of Jews to make soap, which, of course, had been thoroughly repudiated even by Holocaust historians, so-called, like Deborah Lipstadt. But Mr. Baer's book has some interesting information in it that I just wanted to pass on to you. But I got a big kick out of the book where he describes how Franklin Roosevelt was told by the Secretary of the Navy that it looks as if the Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor. And according to Mr. Baer, no, Roosevelt responded. History records that the president needed 18 minutes to gather himself before taking the next action, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that may be what Mr. Baer was told, Mr. Baer, a self-described Rooseveltian. But folks, you and I know from our own research, Franklin Roosevelt knew damned well that Pearl Harbor was going to happen. But anyway, more interesting details out of this book, Roosevelt and the Holocaust. Plus, a lot more when we come back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you courtesy of Headaches Stay Gone. HeadachesStayGone.com on the Internet. Try it out, folks. It does work.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Jesus.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. We got a lot of callers here, and I'm really going to have to go to you pretty shortly here to bring you up. But I really just got to pass some information on here because it's just interesting. As I say, Mr. Baer in his book writes how Franklin Roosevelt was really shocked about Pearl Harbor. Well, of course, Franklin Roosevelt wasn't really shocked about Pearl Harbor. But did you know, and this is from Mr. Baer, did you know that 600,000 Italian-born legal residents of the United States were considered enemy aliens during World War II? 10,000 Italians living in coastal California were forced to move inland. These people lost their homes and their jobs, including a fisherman named DiMaggio, the father of you-know-who, Joe DiMaggio. Even opera singer Ezio Pinza was arrested on suspicion of subversive activities, and he spent several weeks in detention before a number of prominent citizens came to his defense. In addition, almost 2,000 Italians were interned at Fort Missoula in Montana, where many remained for the duration of the war. Well, Mr. Baer in his book comments on this, saying, was all of this irrational? In hindsight, yes. At that time, though, the country was scared. Well, you see, here's the problem. Here's the problem. We did here in the United States to the Japanese Americans, and that's much better known, and to some of these German Americans and Italian Americans, just what the Germans did in World War II to the poor Jews, you see. They were considered enemy aliens, and that's why they were taken into custody. You know, there were a few Jews who'd been taken into the concentration camps back in the early part of the 30s and then after Kristallnacht, but the big deportations didn't happen until after the war happened. And it came about because Chaim Weizmann, who's president of the Jewish Agency, he sent a letter in 1939, September 6, 1939, saying that the Jews are going to stand by Great Britain and will fight on the side of the democracies. In other words, he was pledging the support of the Jews of Europe, the Jews worldwide, to fight against Adolf Hitler. So what do the Germans do in reaction to this? There are Jews living in Germany. Germany goes to war. That's why they started rounding up the Jews. You see, this, again, is all part of history that we're not told about, but it's a very real part of history. So and of course, we saw what happened in Germany. All these Jews were uprooted from their homes, the ones that hadn't come to the United States. They were shipped off to work camps in Eastern Europe. Typhus broke out there. Thousands and thousands of people died. And if some of the more reliable researchers into the Holocaust can be believed, as many as 1 million Jews may have died during World War II. Some of them shot to death, some of them hung, some of them, you know, just died of natural causes in the camps, but almost 1 million Jewish people may have died during World War II. But those figures would get inflated. And now anyone who questions those inflated figures is sent to jail because you're not allowed to talk about the truth when it comes to particular issues like this. Folks, it's a pretty scary world when you can't speak the truth. Stay tuned, folks. When we come back, we are going to go right to the calls. We got a lot of calls out there. People want to chat. Let's let them chat. I'll be right back with you. But if you've got a headache, get headache, stay gone. I hope some of you have it out there. Keep it handy for this program. This program is designed to give you a headache and make your mind tick, make you think.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper. I hope your office is better organized than mine. I've been reorganizing mine, and the things that I used to have handy are not so handy anymore. Anyway, what I do have handy is the name of Ed from Ohio. Ed, you're calling in here tonight. What do you have to say, Ed?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Ed.
Okay, thank you for, excuse me. Thank you for that brief explanation of World War II. Boy, stupid me. It seems like every so often the obvious needs to be explained to me. But once it is, it's like it's right there on the plate and I can get it. You were talking about how basically the United States did what Germany did. And I took it one step further. You know, the Judaists that call themselves Jews, they act nationally. So why would they be surprised if the Germans act nationally or if the Japanese act nationally? And I'm not condoning everything that the Japanese did now, but that's beside the point, is that the Germans were acting nationally. They were acting in their national genetic interest. So, you know, I mean, that ought to be understandable to people, but it seems like when they don't get the obvious and, you know, they just...
You know, Ed, it's interesting. I have a friend who... has multiple degrees, speaks multiple languages, has extensive experience in high-level U.S. military intelligence, traveled extensively, and we got talking about the whole issue of the Holocaust, and when I advised him, number one, that there had been an international Jewish boycott of Germany, which was instituted right after Adolf Hitler came into power, followed then some years later by this basic, followed by this this essential declaration of war by Chaim Weizmann, who later became the first president of Israel. He sat back in astonishment. This is a guy who had written his master's thesis dealing with the history of Germany. He had absolutely never heard this. He was absolutely astonished. This was a guy who specialized in national security. And he said, you know, he said, if you're right about that, he said, I fully understand now why the Germans felt compelled to do what they did.
Sure.
And you know, he said, and then setting aside the concept at that time, which he still believed in, the idea that there had been a mass extermination policy. But that funny little detail about history, when put into proper context, provides a whole new perspective on things.
Yeah, it reminds me of a booklet that I have called Germany Must Perish by someone, Theodore Kaufman.
Theodore Kaufman, right.
Something like that. I have not read it. I'd like to read it, of course, but I've got so much stuff going on in my life right now.
I know the feeling.
What I called in about was, I desire to give you that compliment, which was well earned, but what I called in about was, I'd like to tell you what I would like to see done to George Bush.
Okay, what I'd like to see done would probably be illegal, but go ahead.
Well, I'll try to keep it legal. I mean, as far as my expression goes.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyways, my parents trained me up to admit, you know, to admit it when I was wrong. They chastened me, and one of the most valuable things they gave me was they made me admit that I was wrong when I was wrong. And what I would like to see done is this year have the American soldiers pulled out of Iraq, and then for Congress to give George Bush an ultimatum, either resign or, after the troops are pulled out, be escorted over to Iraq, be handed over to the Iraqi people and for 1 hour, and made to tell them that what he did to their country and to them was wrong. And then, in consideration for what he has done to them, allow the Iraqi people 1 hour to have freedom of expression and express themselves freely to the commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the United States and all that blather. And then after that hour is done, we're to then take him back.
Mm-hmm. I think that's quite equitable.
I think it would begin to balance the scales of justice. That's what I would like to see done to him. I've got something else, but I don't know how many calls you have.
Well, I've got quite a few. You haven't called in a while, Ed. Go ahead. We got another minute for you here.
Well, this might take more than a minute, so maybe I'll just pass on that one.
All right. Well, you know the number here. We always appreciate your calls. So
thank you,
thanks,
Michael,
for calling, Ed. All right.
Okay, you take.
All right. We have Joe in Missouri. Joe, Ed just gave you a minute. Come on up.
Yo, Mike.
Yeah, how are you tonight?
No, it's not Joe. It's Clayton.
I had Joe from Missouri. Well, Clayton from Missouri. All right.
Long time, man. How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, have you read The Synagogue of Satan by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock?
Well, I'll tell you what. Tex Mars is going to be on the show here Tuesday night to discuss that very book.
I'll be.
And I have read that book, and it's quite a book, isn't it?
Oh, that is a must-read book for all your listeners.
Yeah, well, like I say, you know, I was going to have Tex on the show here last Tuesday, and we had some confusion about getting connected, and he's going to be here on Tuesday, and we're going to talk about that book. It is quite a book, and I'm glad you called in, Clayton, because I had forgotten to mention that Tex is going to be on the show on Tuesday. So, I mean, tonight I forgot to mention that, so.
And he wrote the foreword.
Tex wrote the foreword to it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is a very good foreword. It gives you a spiritual understanding. I think that's the dimension that a lot of people are missing in this. And it's really, it's the root of what this is all about.
Yeah, and the book is just an outstanding assembly of historical facts. And, again, you take all these facts and you put them in a chronological outline, and you see really what the secret history, and sometimes not so secret history of the you know, last couple centuries has been.
Right, and you know, what they're getting ready to do right now. And I'm going to make this prediction. I think that Syria and Israel are going to go to war before the U.S. and Iran go to war.
That's an interesting twist on things.
Well, from what I understand, this week Israel conducted their first air raid alert and making preparations, you know, for basically what they said when Syria fires their missiles into Israel, and apparently Syria has biological and chemical weapons, so Israel is preparing for that. So I guess what happened is after what the Hezbollah did to Israel last summer, Syria thinks that now might be the time to take them on, which I don't think is too wise, considering that Israel has nuclear weapons and will use them, but I think this is getting ready to come to a head in the Middle East.
Well, you know, things that I'll tell you why I don't discount that possibility, for the simple reason that Syria has been on Israel's to-do list for a long time. And Syria, of course, has also, it's kind of interesting, Syria was also essentially allied with the Iranians against Saddam Hussein, even though the Iranians were not Arabs and Saddam Hussein was, and even though Syria was also a Ba'athist regime, such as Saddam's regime was. So there's all these little intricacies and intrigues in the Middle East that set up these unusual alliances. And like I say, I think your suggestion there may not be far from the possibility of happening.
Well, the PNAC document, Project for a New American Century,
mm-hmm.
they were going to take out Syria, Iraq, and Iran. So, you know, they got one down and two to go. And I think it would be much easier for Israel to go after Syria, which is on their border, than to try to go after Iran. I think they decided to leave that issue to the United States military. And like I say, I think Syria and Israel probably go first, and then probably soon after we will go after Iran.
Well, they may try to mix it all together, and you know, anything is possible in that tinderbox. You know, you talk about a tinderbox, you got one right there.
Yeah, now what do you think is going to happen when this Iranian president comes to the United Nations and the United Nations tells him that we're going to destroy your country and then we're going to hunt you down like a dog and hang you, just like we did to Iraq and Saddam Hussein? He's going to go back home, and the first thing he's going to do is he's going to shut down the Strait of Hormuz so no oil gets out.
Yeah, I mean, they're already making it very clear the supreme leader, the grand imam, I forget what his name is, for the longest time, the press in this country kept playing up the idea that President Ahmadinejad was somehow being isolated from the big guys in Iran. But in fact, they're standing behind him on this nuclear issue.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, right. You know, it's like they try to make it, you know, because they dislike Ahmadinejad so much, you know, they try to make him appear to be some sort of, you know, outside the loop as far as what the leadership, the real power forces, the power structure in Iran believes it, and from what the people believe. But he is going to go back, like you say, and he has the capacity to do a lot of things with a lot of popular support. And what a lot of people don't understand is, and a lot of even people in the Patriot movement, they don't understand that what President Ahmadinejad is doing is standing up against the New World Order. It's as simple as that.
Well, yeah, or you could say Zionism.
Well, yeah, I consider them one and the same, but he's a nationalist who's looking out for the interests of his own country, and, you know, the New World Order is internationalism, you know, he's, and that's exactly, you know, sometimes these guys have played footsie with the New World Order, sometimes they don't, but in this case, I think that's exactly what we have here, somebody who's standing up for his nation. He's supported by his nation. He's supported by the power structure in his nation, and they are just saying that we're not. We've got too much principle,
and it won't be a cakewalk like Iraq. This is gonna hurt.
That's it. Iraq hasn't been a cakewalk, despite what Michael Ledeen and Elliot Abrams and Paul Wolfowitz and all these other slimy people who kind of put me in mind of what you find in the, on the floors of a movie theater, you know, after a two-hour program, you know? I mean, yeah, these are the kind of people who've been making policy in this country, and like you say, it ain't going to be a cakewalk, no matter how much they want it to be. They wanted it to be in Iraq, and it ain't going to be a cakewalk in Iran.
Hey, have a great weekend.
All right, thanks, Clayton. All right, we have Mike in Canada. Mike, come on up.
Hi there, Mike.
How you doing tonight?
Very well. Good evening. I'd like to just spell out how I came to be that dreaded thing known as a revisionist.
Oh, hey, but please do. I'm always interested in that. Tell
Excellent.
Me.
Excellent. I consumed enough revisionist literature that I then dove into the standard Orthodox literature. One book in particular, since it's close to home here, it's called The Holocaust in History by Michael R. Morris. Now, he's the Dean of History at the University of Toronto, and I'll just pull a few quotes from his book.
Go ahead.
Hitler set the objective of Nazism to get rid of the Jews and, above all, to make the territory of the Reich Judenfrei, clear of the Jews, but without specifying how this was to be achieved. The Nazis' own records provide little help. Typically, Hitler and his lieutenants cloaked their most criminal activities in euphemistic language, tried strenuously to keep their murderous plans secret, and were notoriously vague in delimiting lines of authority. We now jump to another quote from the same book. The deportees went directly to Auschwitz, where 1,500 were immediately gassed. We usually know about such events, it should be noted, because the Nazis tell us about them through the careful records they kept, the punctilious bookkeeping of the final solution. Okay, I mean, that... I've discovered that most people who claim to be knowledgeable of the Holocaust haven't read revisionist literature or standard Orthodox literature on it. I've read both. I've immersed myself in both, and I've been able to draw my own conclusions.
Absolutely. Terrific, terrific selections there, because it illustrates precisely what kind of crap we have gotten in these books about the Holocaust. Internally contradictory statements on very specific issues, just as you have outlined here.
Do you have time for a special guest?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, I do a very good Henry Kissinger, I've been told. And I'm going to give it a shot live. I feel good about this. This is
okay.
Henry Kissinger, diplomacy. As the head of government, Hitler operated by instinct rather than analysis. Since disdained orderly work procedures and his ministers found it difficult to gain access to him, policymaking occurred in fits and starts. Anything consistent with flashes of frenetic activity thrived. Anything requiring sustained effort tended to languish. Sustained effort. So he was able to remove two-thirds of human European Jewry without sustained effort, without delineating the lines of authority, I might add. And one more quote.
Go ahead.
The Wise Men. This is another book, The Wise Men, Six Friends in the World They Made. In 1948, the Palestinian issue, as it was known in the State Department, had been long festering. Survivors of the Holocaust were pouring into their biblical homeland and demanding the creation of an independent Zionist state. For reasons both political and humanitarian, Truman wanted to help create a new state of Israel. Here it comes. He was, as well, under tremendous pressure from Jewish groups whose support he badly needed to stay in the White House. Now, when you start to piece those things together, you can't help but become revisionist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can't help it. And I really suggest to people out there, start doing your own research, look into that. You can draw your own conclusions, and I've been able to draw my own, and you guys are wonderful in how you're handling this issue, because I really think this is the one show that gets to the core as close as we can.
Well, I appreciate that, and, you know, those are excellent quotes. I mean, I've found so many of those little they're just a couple lines, but they are so powerful.
Very good.
You know, in both respects, they're both powerful, and yet they're so totally contradictory.
And do you have anything in Washington, D.C. that remotely resembles a homage to American lives lost as you do with the Holocaust?
Well, they finally got together and put up a World War II memorial, but that was only, what, 2000, maybe 10 years after they had already thrown up this Holocaust shindig down here.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I always point that out to people. I say, you know, I just stop them and I say, now, wait a minute, your father was a veteran of World War II, you know, and yet why was there a Holocaust memorial to the missing 6 million 10 years before they even got around to putting up a memorial for the American servicemen who went over there to rescue the Jews?
It might have to do with lobby groups whose presidents, the support they require to stay in office, as it's been clearly spelled.
Well, you know, if that's the case, then that just tells me that American presidents put powerful lobby groups
first
ahead of millions of Americans who put on a uniform and went to Europe and went to the Pacific in World War II. People like my father and three of his brothers, they all survived.
Well, God bless you, Mike.
Mike, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're wrapping up this hour. Stay tuned for more when we come back. We've got a couple other callers. We'll try to squeeze them in.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We only got a couple minutes left, and we're going to go to, guess who? Jim from Texas. Jim, are you there?
Hello, Mike. I'd like you to, in the brief time remaining, to pontificate on the dual loyalty situation, which we have with Ari Fleischer, Rahm Emanuel, Michael Chertoff. That explains the whole situation, because if I'm not mistaken, the U.S. Constitution says in order to become a citizen, you must forswear any allegiance to any country, kingdom, or potentate in order to become a U.S. citizen. Now, how are these people who are in positions of authority, how can they have dual citizenship?
Well, you know, the thing is, they do, but even the people, they do by Israeli law, any Jew anywhere is considered a citizen of Israel and is granted Israeli citizenship if they choose to reside there. I think there's, over the years there's been some conflicts. Maybe I'm overstating it, but you know, I think it's a, I think you got to look at it this way. I happen to be a part Irish, okay, and I'm very fond of Ireland. But you know something? If the United States went to war against Ireland, I would fight against Ireland. Even though I'd hate to do it, if I was involved in the battle, I would do it. I would not try to work against United States interests on behalf of Ireland. Unfortunately, some of these people that you have named have shown that their primary interest is in a foreign country that didn't even exist and from which they're not even originating. So it's a real thicket there.
But the point is, if the United States, for any odd reason, which would never happen until the sun burns out, if we would go to war with Israel, could you look in the foxhole with you and see Ari Fleischer, Michael Chertoff, Rahm Emanuel, and they're in the foxhole with you fighting Israel? I don't think so.
It wouldn't happen. It wouldn't happen.
Absolutely. So, therefore, they are not technically United States citizens, because you can only have one master. Even the Bible says a man cannot have two masters. You can only have one.
Well, you see, I think, you know, I tell you something. This is what I said in my book, The Judas Goat. I said, if there's anything I hope that I can accomplish through my writings, it is to convince most of the Jews in America that they should make their loyalty to the United States very clear. They've got to give up their defense of the Israeli lobby. They've got to come down hard on the people in the Israeli lobby, and in so doing, they will prove their loyalty to America. And they've got to shed their so-called leaders, like Abe Foxman and Edgar Bronfman and that gang you mentioned.
Absolutely.
All right, Jim, thanks for your call. Apologies to the other folks we couldn't bring up here tonight, but you know where you can reach us. We'll be here on Monday, and on Tuesday night, we're going to have Tex Mars. And, of course, check out Headache Stay Gone if this program gave you a headache. It is the all-natural cure for headaches. Thanks to Headache Stay Gone for sponsoring this program. Thanks to John Statmiller and the Republic Broadcasting Network. Have a good weekend, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to go back to bed now, but you stay up. Listen to Rick Adams.